Hey everybody! Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Time is tools for today's challenges. Now, if you're anything like me, you probably have a few emotional triggers that could send you spiraling into a whirlwind of stress, frustration, or even anger. Ever feel like your carefully constructed calm facade melts away when someone cuts you off in traffic? Or how about when a colleague takes credit for your brilliant idea? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is Stoicism, this ancient philosophy that's been around for centuries, has some seriously powerful tools to help us navigate these emotional landmines and stay grounded even when things get crazy. And believe me, these aren't just dusty old theories, they are practical strategies you can use right now in real-life situations. We're talking about techniques that will help you detach from those irrational thoughts and emotions that hijack your reactions, allowing you to respond with clarity and composure instead of reacting impulsively. Sound good? Let's dive in. So, what are some of these Stoic strategies that can actually help us deal with our emotional triggers? First up, we've got cognitive reframing. This is all about challenging those negative thought patterns that fuel your anger, sadness, or frustration. Imagine someone cuts you off in traffic and instantly you're thinking, "What a jerk, they're totally out to get me." Instead of jumping to conclusions, try rephrasing it. Well, maybe they're having a really rough day, or there's an emergency. This simple shift in perspective can make a world of difference. Next up is focus on what you can control. Stoicism emphasizes that we only truly have power over our own thoughts and actions. We can't control other people's behavior, the traffic lights, or even the weather, but we can control how we react to them. So when something triggers you, ask yourself, what can I actually influence in this situation? Maybe it's taking a deep breath, choosing to respond calmly instead of lashing out, or simply letting go of the need to fix everything. Remember, focusing on what's within your control is key to finding peace amidst the chaos. Then there's living in the present moment. Emotional triggers often stem from dwelling on past hurts or worrying about future uncertainties. But Stoicism encourages us to ground ourselves in the present. Practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or simply paying attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps shift your focus away from those thought spirals and brings you back to the here and now. Another powerful tool is practicing gratitude. When we're grateful for the good things in our lives, it's harder to be consumed by negativity and triggers. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. These moments of gratitude can act as a buffer against those emotional storms. Finally, remember that everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, and we're going to have days where we react impulsively or say things we regret. The key is to learn from our experiences, forgive ourselves, and move forward. Stoicism isn't about being perfect, it's about striving for excellence and learning from our imperfections. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're working on a big project, putting in tons of effort, and then your colleague presents your ideas as their own during a meeting. You feel your anger rising, but instead of reacting defensively, remember those Stoic tools we just talked about. First, try reframing the situation. Maybe they genuinely forgot to give you credit or are insecure about presenting their own ideas. Next, focus on what you can control, delivering your best work, expressing your thoughts clearly, and remembering that your value isn't tied to someone else's recognition. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is just one moment in time, and choose to respond with composure and professionalism. Maybe even have a conversation afterwards about how you both can ensure everyone gets credit for their contributions. T. Stoicism in action. So, there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic strategies to help you navigate those emotional triggers and stay cool under pressure. Remember, these aren't magic bullets, but consistent practice can make a real difference. Start by implementing 1 or 2 of these techniques into your daily routine and see how it changes the way you handle challenging situations. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts with us on social media. Let me know which Stoic strategy resonates most with you, or if you have any other tips for dealing with emotional triggers. We're in this together, folks. Until next time, stay grounded and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.